Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
To Food Fight Radio, and I'm your host, Claire Katz. This, folks, is the most intelligent food chalk show in the world.
In the world.
And if you can prove otherwise, please call me, let me know, because I'm not aware of it. So, the Marley family only produced one great singer, but his nephew is a really great cook. He's on a mobile tour, and he's all over the place promoting his book. He was here in San Diego this week. Let's have a playback of that awesome interview, please.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, and folks, I have on the line with me, he's known as the Poor Chef for his famously inexpensive approach to preparing delicious meals. After discovering he's a diabetic, Charles Maddox now makes sure he keeps his menus and his lifestyle healthy and active. Welcome, Charles. How are you?
I am doing well today, Claire.
Now, I know that you're the nephew of legendary reggae singer Bob Marley.
Yes.
And that's awesome. That's cool. Everyone in the world is a Bob Marley fan, regardless of what kind of music you like, regardless of where you come from. Bob Marley was super cool.
I think so.
And you're going to be in San Diego on March 8th, which is coming right up, as part of a mission teaching others how to eat healthy and become aware about managing the complications of diabetes. Question for you on the book. A lot of people may know you because of your uncle. What kind of relationship did you have with him, and how did that affect your passion for helping others?
Well, obviously, I was very young when he passed, you know, because I'm still a young boy, but I was probably about 6 or 7 years old when he passed, somewhere around there. So I met him twice, and it was short, obviously, and I mean short in the sense that at 6 or 7, you don't have too much to talk to. I didn't even notice the significance of who he was or realize, you know, the impact that he was obviously making. I just was more keen on playing with some toys and playing soccer with him and stuff like that.
So I can't make a suggestion that good old Uncle Bob was feeding you candy every day, and that's what eventually resulted in your diabetes?
No.
Uncle Bob.
Actually, Uncle Bob was very Rastafarian culture. They eat very Ital food. So he ate, you know, a lot of vegetables and fruit and juices and things like that. They don't eat meat and things like that, or much meat.
They probably live a long time too in this culture.
Yeah.
I mean, with a diet like that, hey, you're going to live a long time. When did you find out that you were a diabetic, and how did that change your outlook on being a chef?
I was diagnosed 2 years ago, and it changed my whole perspective because, as a chef, you know, you want to give people the best foods, and at least I do. And, you know, coming from a Caribbean culture where we use a lot of herbs and spices and natural foods and fruits and vegetables, you know, for our dishes, I think I had gotten away from that a little bit, you know. So now my focus is really a lot of Caribbean style dishes, and I kind of play off, you know, the fact that I am Caribbean to bring some of those healthier dishes to people. So I've changed everything as far as the salt content, the carb content, the starch content, and it's become a lifestyle. It's not just a diet or anything like that. It's literally a lifestyle that I lead, and hopefully others will be inspired to do the same thing. And I make it very easy. That's one thing, you know, about my meals is that...
Because you do need to make it very easy for people.
Because most of us are three-step people. You know, if it's past 3-4 ingredients, it's almost too complicated. So I try to make it very easy, cost-effective, so that when you go to a market that you can literally just grab 2 or 3 things, and that's dinner. You know, lunch.
And you're known as the Poor Chef. Why are you called that exactly?
I think we're all poor chefs. You know, I mean, what did you eat last night for dinner?
Actually, I had food from a local franchise, Dine In Tonight. They deliver gourmet healthy food to the customers every day. And I myself am a customer. So I'm a chef and I don't even really have time to cook anymore. So if I don't have time, really nobody has time. But I admire your approach.
Nobody's eating filet mignons and lobster tails for dinner. So we all had to make do. And I kind of thought of, remember the chef or the cook that cooked for kings back in the day? They were probably down in some cellar somewhere, and they made the best foods. And it's like saying the broke doctor. I mean, you're still a master at what you do, right?
You know, I wouldn't want to go to somebody called the broke doctor, but I would definitely eat food prepared by the poor chef. Because I like your outlook, and the reason I like it, not to minimize the cool thing that you've done by making the food great for the people with diabetes, but I like your approach in that you try to keep it really simple. That really works for people, even people who don't have diabetes, because it's just a few ingredients, a few key ingredients, and on top of that, it really highlights the simplicity of the food. And that's going to highlight the individual flavors of those foods. And I think that will get people to appreciate the food more.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, I think that the diabetic, people ask me what's a good diet or something. I tell them, you know, the diabetic lifestyle or what we eat for, you know, what I eat is a great lifestyle because, you're conscious of things that you really need to stay away from in general. So, and you can make food. I mean, trust me, I eat food sometimes that I spice it up and season it, and I'll put something together that doesn't have any oil, doesn't have you know, very little carbs, no starch, no sugar, and it's just truly mouth-watering. So,
and I see that you favor coconut oil also as well.
Yeah, coconut oil is a good one. I actually right now stay away from oil. I actually, you know, I'll make a chicken, a curry chicken, a filet here, man, and put it on a George Foreman grill and without oil, without any kind of spam or anything like that, and it's unbelievable.
That sounds really tasty. And I haven't eaten yet today, so you're definitely not helping. So eating the right foods and definitely avoiding some altogether really makes a huge impact on your health, body, your longevity, and your controlling of the disease, right?
Totally. I like to tell people, eat what God gave us. You know, He put some amazing things out here on this planet for us to eat. And, you know, staying away. I mean, let's face it. They're in those labs. They know how to make a Big Mac taste unbelievable. They know how to make a Whopper taste great. But, you know, we want to stick to things that are actually good for us and take some time to prepare it. You know, take some time to spend some time with the family. Teach your children how to cook. We've gotten away from that. So, you know, those are just good qualities and traits that we need to have just, I think, as people.
Now, I can already tell based on, you know, just how you've done so far and how well you've put together your cookbooks. And your personality is great. Your mission is great. I know you're a huge chocoholic. And how was that? How were you able to incorporate that into a strict diet that you had to had to follow as a result of having diabetes?
Are you talking about my chocolate bar?
Yes, chocolate. Life full of chocolate. I'm a huge chocoholic myself. I don't have diabetes, but avoiding it would be very hard.
Because I have my own chocolate bar, but I mean, it's a sugar-free chocolate bar, and it's a fine Belgian. It's a dark chocolate, so it's a great quality chocolate. And once again, it's a treat. So it's not something that, you know, like anything that, you know, we should use, you know, to treat. So at times when I want something sweet, I'll have a small piece of that, and that'll hold me over. So really,
and that will keep you on track. What is that candy bar called? What does it look like? What should people look for in the store?
It's got my beautiful face on it. It's called the Charles Bar.
And just for everyone listening, Charles does not at all look like Uncle Bob. He looks like a completely different
Uncle
person.
Uncle Bob was a good-looking guy, too. So, I mean,
and, you know, you do have the same cheekbones. I've seen pictures of you online. You have a very attractive face. You're a very good-looking young man.
Are you trying to pick me up?
Maybe. You are you're going to be coming to San Diego in a couple of days, and
I'm already here. I'm already.
Oh, you
here.
Are.
I came out early because I'm so excited about being in San Diego and about being at this event that we're doing here in Imperial Beach Farmers at the Imperial Beach Farmers Market from 2 to 6. And address, if anybody wants to come hang out with me, and hopefully you'll come hang out with me too, is 10 Evergreen Imperial Beach, and it's gonna be great. It's we've teamed up with Shire, a regenerative medicine, and Heal Together, all two great companies, and my brand, the Diabetic U, and we are out. I tell you, literally just getting the word out about diabetes. That's so important that we just talk about this thing, you know, and the support from these two great companies is just tremendous, and some of the marketing people behind that. I got to give Jen a great shout out, and Justin and Jasmine and some of the team over there, and we can't forget the doctor on the line. He's the smart one. I'm just the good looking one.
Well, welcome, doctor. Also, I'm sure that you had a part in this book. Definitely want to make sure everything is safe. But you got to leave the responsibility of making sure that the food is flavorful. You just got to leave that up to a chef, and you know, you can't be messing with the recipe, doc. So I hope you didn't put a hand in.
No, you didn't mess with the recipe.
No, I didn't have anything to do with the book. I work with people with diabetes and work on preventing complications and try to get them to lead a healthier lifestyle, and that's where the partnership comes in with Charles.
Now, you know what they say about too many cooks. Too many cooks spoils
right.
the soup.
There you go.
Keep your hands out of those recipes. I'm sure Charles knows exactly what he's doing. What we do know is that it is possible to control your diabetes with food, and that's important, and that's really a big part of the message that you're trying to get across.
Well, it's possible to prevent diabetes with food, that's even more important than controlling it, is to prevent it from even happening. And then once you have the diagnosis of diabetes, effective healthy lifestyle is a part of the management. But it's a complicated disease. Nearly 1 in 6 Americans have it. It's expected by 2050 to be 1 in 3 Americans. And it's more common than you think.
Yeah, and I'm sure that your book and your work and your tour is going to be very, very helpful in people's management of that. And they get to do it with delicious food and great recipes. So I'm all for that. Thank you so, so much for being on the show. Do you want to tell people one more time where they can meet you while you're in San Diego?
Definitely. We're going to be at the Imperial Beach Farmers Market tomorrow, Friday, from 2 to 6. And that address is 10 Evergreen Imperial Beach, San Diego. Come down, hang out with us. I'm going to be making some great recipes. You also can get a great subscription to Diabetic Living Magazine for free for a year if you come out and hang out with us. And we're going to have some diabetes educators down there. So if you have any questions regarding diabetes, this is the place to be. And it's going to be a big old RV out there, and it's going to be a great event.
Great. And I'm sure you'll be signing books as well. So I look forward to coming out there and seeing you myself. So I'll be trucking out there tomorrow with my media badge, which allows me to cut to the beginning of every line. I like that. And I look forward to that. And thank you so, so much for being such a fabulous guest. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was our great, entertaining, and very informative interview with Bob Marley's nephew, Charles Maddox. You can pick up his cookbooks pretty much anywhere. The Poor Chef is the new one, and clearly this was a pre-recorded interview, and it just occurred to me that at the end of the interview, we're telling you guys where you can go meet him day before yesterday, which obviously you cannot do, so telling you the location of that is silly and really should have been cut from the end of that interview because there's nothing we could do about it. Anyway, he was wonderful to talk to, and it is true that you can prevent diabetes by controlling your diet. It is true that you can control diabetes and get rid of it once you have it with proper nutrition, proper diet, cook the right stuff. You don't have to be stabbing yourself in the finger with needles for the rest of your life and taking insulin shots. You don't. You don't have to. You don't need your doctor. Just eat the right food, cook the right food. Anyway, that I thought was great because people need to know that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They really
there's
do.
Lots of evidence showing that whole food diets and, you know, like we talked about too, eating locally, eating whole food can help control and prevent diabetes.
And eating raw honey, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not going to throw that one out there because honey
Why not?
Is sugar.
Come on, throw the vegans under the bus. Come on.
Well, no, I just because it's sugar. That's it. That's
It's good for you, though. I mean, it's all natural sugar.
Yeah.
It can have the same effect on your blood sugar levels.
I mean, if you have whole raw honey as opposed to sugar, pre-diabetes, yes, of course.
Okay.
But,
well, that was our interview. Hopefully everyone liked it. When we come back from this quick commercial break, frog legs 101. How to cook them, how to serve them, and how to catch them. Ever dissect one in science class? This will be a lot less sick. Too much of a wuss to make them? We'll also tell you which restaurants to go to where you can just order them already cooked and prepared and delicious. Keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks. Straight to the nitty-gritty, frog's legs. Many people are pretty skittish when it comes to new foods, and most people who don't live in the South are unfamiliar with the idea of eating frog's legs. If you're okay with chicken wings, you can be pretty much okay with these. It's really kind of the same thing. Small, not that much meat, lots of bones, tastes like chicken for the most part, and they generally come fried.
Yeah, they sell them at the Denver Fair, so if you ever want to try them, go ahead and find them there. They like chicken wings, but I find a lot less flavorful.
And they're also kind of liquidy.
Yeah.
The meat's very liquidy. It's almost spongy. Depending on how they sourced their frog legs, that's going to determine a lot of the flavor. You don't have to go out and catch the frogs yourself. In fact, it's a very specific type of extremely large frog.
Yeah.
They don't have those kind of frogs here. You know, those loud ones you hear outside your house at night, those aren't actually all that big, and half the time
they're all balloon.
They're toads, like a lot of the times. No one eats toads' legs, do you notice? And some toads are huge.
Yeah.
Why don't people eat toads' legs?
Maybe they do, and they just call it frog's legs because toads' legs doesn't sound as nice.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want some toad's legs for dinner?
With your toadstool?
It sounds like you're casting a spell and you're putting all your ingredients together in a big black cauldron. Frog's legs, though, you know, it sounds kind of fancy.
Yeah.
It sounds like it should be a lot of fun to eat them. It's just okay. It's interesting. It's good to order them at least once.
Mm-hmm.
Try them at least once. If you want to go out, if you live in the South, which you probably don't.
And you hear us.
And have no way of catching these things, which I'm sure they're very hard to catch. Those legs are very large in comparison to the rest of their body. So that means that these animals are very strong and obviously can jump really far.
Yeah.
So catching them must be like a whole sport on its own.
I just figured they had flies on sticks with string and fished for them.
I'm not sure that would work. Would that work?
I have no idea, but I'd love to watch that.
Huh. That would be hilarious. I would watch that if that were a show. I would watch that probably more often than I would watch the Garage Wars, Storage Wars. Linton Seafood Online has a great website with good rates, lots of other specialty foods to order. It's about 6 to 8 legs per pound, which is about $14. And what you want to do is you want to bread them. You want to fry them in a pan full of extremely hot oil.
Mm-hmm.
Salt them, pepper them, put on some other spices. Any spices that work with chicken are going to work great with frog's legs.
Frog's legs are the rich man's chicken wings.
Yeah. Okay. Why not? Blue Crab Trading Company also online has frog meat. They also have alligator meat. Not my forte. Tastes kind of rubbery, but there are people who like that. Make sure your source is good, because they usually raise the frogs when it's a good source, which doesn't, it means they don't taste like mud, basically. You'll love the white meat flavor if it's a good quality frog's leg. Chewing the meat off is kind of weird, but the little bones and the little flipper feet are a lot of fun. You know, it's interesting. They're fun to play with. You'll never see anyone eating these things in a restaurant, and they're not playing with the bone afterward. They got this little leg with a little thing, a little flipper, and they're like, look at this. And then they flip the flipper around, and then they wiggle it in your face, and you want to slap them.
Mm-hmm.
Other exotic meats.
I only do that once.
See? But you did it, is my point. Other exotic meats like kangaroo, rabbit, which I'm starting a petition. Rabbit is the new chicken.
Mm.
Antelope, emu, python. Does the alligator taste the same as the crocodile? I know they have both. I've never had crocodile, but I've had alligator. I've had partridge, but never python. I got to get out more. Coming up after this quick commercial break, we'll be discussing what to do with that leftover can of pumpkin. The interview took a little bit more time than we kind of expected, so we're going to mash some extra commercials in here together. Got to do the commercials. We got to take care of our sponsors. We got to take care of our vendors. We got to pay the bills, folks. Pumpkin stuff, I know you have a can of that in your pantry somewhere. Everyone does. It's not doing you any good in the can. I'll tell you what you can do with that pumpkin coming up next on Food Fight Radio, KCBQ.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Hand tossed with the freshest ingredients. And in that corner, the other guys. and the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiraMesa.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks. I'm your host with all the answers, Claire Katz. Also, we have Marcus.
Hi.
This segment, I'll tell you what you can do with that pumpkin, is inspired by that lonely can of pumpkin that's been shoved to the back of the pantry since Thanksgiving.
Aww.
Neglected. Lonely. Mm. Ever hopeful that you'll get inspired and sneak it in somewhere. Let's let that pathetic little can fulfill its destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you can do with it. We put this into like a week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We put it in start Sunday because that's usually when you have time to make a nice big breakfast for your family.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to add 4 to 5 tablespoons of that canned pumpkin, and it doesn't matter whether it's pure pumpkin or pumpkin pie mix. You know, it's spiced and sweetened or non-spiced and non-sweetened, basically. Mm-hmm. Take 4 or 5 tablespoons of that, put it in your pancake batter.
There we go.
Toss in some cinnamon, nutmeg, pinch of allspice, maybe whatever spices you like. Best pancakes ever. Your family will love you. Also perfect for a romantic breakfast in bed. Remember what we said on an earlier show about what happens to men when they smell pumpkin pie? Same thing happens with pumpkin pancakes.
Yeah, of course.
Trust me, it works. Monday, swirl some into some store-bought muffin or cupcake mix.
Ooh, a schmear.
Oh, mix. Never mind.
It's a mix. Dense schmear. You kind of taking it too far now. See, if you say a word more than 50 times in a 2-hour period, I think it begins to lose all meaning.
Really?
Like schmear, you say it one more time, and it will no longer sound like the word makes sense to you.
Schmear. You know? No, I still
now,
know what it means.
Yes, me too. I'm wrong. Monday, swirl that into, you get to be right today. You'll have denser, moister cakes with a heck of a lot of flavor, any kind of muffin, any kind of cupcake. Use the cream cheese frosting on these. They'll taste really good. Tuesday, add it to your favorite soup recipe and make a pumpkin soup or pumpkin bisque. You can also have pumpkin stew with meat. Put it in your stew. It thickens up the soup like a cream will, but it's way better for you. Wednesday, mix it into baking mix for dumplings. Drop it onto the leftover stew or soup that you had made on Tuesday. They steam up beautifully. You can even make them funkier by adding minced red bell peppers.
Nice.
Thursday, mix 1/2 cup to 3/4 cups into an Alfredo sauce.
Ooh, fancy.
Or a nice smooth tomato marinara. Pumpkin tomato marinara, serve over any kind of pasta with any kind of meat. Absolutely delicious. Friday, take your pumpkin, add it to some mashed yams or even plain old mashed potatoes. Makes a fantastic side dish. Saturday, schmear it. You didn't think I'd come back to that,
no.
Did you? Inside store-bought uncooked cinnamon rolls. Unroll them, put that in there, schmear it up. Roll them back up, bake them. Best cinnamon rolls ever. Sunday, go get another can of pumpkin because you're out.
You're out.
And let that one sit in your pantry for who knows how long. Pumpkin is full of vitamins, mm-hmm. fiber. It's got, what do you call those?
Beta-carotenes, flavonoids.
They're called carotenoids.
Carotenoids.
Carotenoids. It's got beta-carotene, which is a carotenoid.
Carotenoid.
It's, you know what? There's the... there are people who have a beta carotene tan. Just about everyone's heard of this. Tanning pills,
mm-hmm.
right? They have the beta carotene in them, but they also have a bunch of other stuff that maybe or maybe is not all that good for your liver. But they do sell them. They're tanning pills. They're supposed to make you tan. And you're supposed to take like four a day for the first 6 weeks and to get your tan. And then after that, you only have to take like two a day or something. They don't work.
No, that sounds crazy.
They don't even work a little bit. But if you eat a ton of carrots, a ton. And I mean, by a ton, I mean a ridiculous amount of carrots, more carrots than a human being should ever really eat. But then that will make you your skin sort of golden-y, give you a yellowish golden sort of glow that is supposed to be, in theory, more attractive than a tan that you would get from the sun.
So you're saying yellowy like jaundice or a different
It's
yellow?
Like a golden.
Okay.
Like a golden color.
Ooh, look at the jaundice on
well,
that one.
Well, see, attractive, right? But actually with the jaundice, you get the yellow eyes. The beta carotene tan, if you look at pictures online, mm-hmm. it does actually produce a more attractive golden glow with subtle undertones of orange. You notice a lot of times that those fake tanners have a lot of orange in them.
Oh, yeah. They look like Oompa Loompas.
Right, but it's like more subtle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not quite as orange. You can get the same effect from pumpkins.
Nice. Yeah. Pumpkins, what I like to do if they can also is mix it into a curry.
Right, pumpkin curry, fantastic.
Pumpkin curry.
I love that stuff. Yeah. It's awesome. Any other great pumpkins, Charlie Brown?
No, pumpkin pie you can have all year round. I know that's boring, but there's never not a good time for pumpkin pie, in my opinion. But no, I mix it into your brownies to make it nice and creamy. A cream cheese and pumpkin on top of your brownies is a really good icing.
And you won't be able to taste the pumpkin in the brownie.
No.
It'll just take it to make it more moist, more dense.
Mm-hmm. And more nutritions.
It'll have more fiber in it.
More nutritions.
It's more nutritious.
Thank you so much.
You mean it will have more nutrition because it will be more nutritious. Dude. but you can, they're better for you than
yes.
carrots.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. And you get all that great color stuff. You're going to have to eat, 25 pumpkin pies per day to get a tan?
I have no idea.
Don't try to get a tan from your food, folks.
No.
I don't think that would work. I mean, I tried it once. I thought I saw some color, and then I realized I was just kidding myself. It just, you know, and all of that extra beta carotene, I mean, I know it's the okay form of vitamin A mm-hmm. to really OD on. Mm-hmm. It's other kinds of vitamin A that can become very toxic. But it's really hard to OD on beta carotene.
Yeah.
Almost impossible. But it's really good for you. Great antioxidants in this stuff.
Of course.
And
yeah.
it's good for you. Keep you alive. Keep you younger. Keep everything working
your
properly.
Ears good.
And it'll keep you it'll also help your skin stay younger.
Oh nice. Oh yeah, the A makes it more elasticity.
Elasticity?
I just can't talk anymore. I don't even know what happened.
Epidepa. How you doing over there today?
I don't know.
You're looking like you're feeling funky.
No, I'm fine. More elasticity.
Either too much coffee or not enough.
No, too much. Definitely too much. My mouth is trying to move too fast.
Definitely too much coffee. Definitely too much coffee.
Definitely.
Okay, Rain Man. so the, you know, that might have sounded a little bit not very nice to anyone out there who actually is autistic and stuttering. But then again, they made a whole movie about it.
Yes.
And I don't recall anyone rallying together and saying, hey, you shouldn't have made that movie. So one more time with the stuttering.
Definitely too much coffee.
Yeah. So other pumpkin flavored stuff, you can put it in cakes.
Oh, yeah.
You can mix it with the cream cheese and put it in the between the layers of the cakes.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, that's always nice. You can put it in cream cheese frosting. Mm-hmm. Also, you can make chocolate truffles with this stuff. Pumpkin chocolate truffles. Really good. They're exceptionally tasty. A lot of times when you sneak pumpkin into things, you can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
It's got like a neutral flavor almost.
So with the pumpkin truffles, would you just cut the pumpkin in with the melted chocolate that goes inside?
With the ganache.
Mm-hmm. With a ganache. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Otherwise, it's going
to
be too runny.
As opposed to cream? Or?
In exchange for some of the cream.
Okay, cool.
And you want to just mix that in there, make sure it's smooth. It'll be a little bit runnier, but in the end, when it chills and solidifies, it works out great. And you're going to be covering those things in chocolate anyway.
Yeah.
And that has a tendency to keep all the stuff inside.
Exactly.
Which is good. You can add those to the cream cheese mints, because I know you love creamy mints so much.
So it would be pumpkin cream
cheese. Pumpkin cream cheese mints.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Weird, right?
I'm going to.
But I've heard of this before.
Yeah.
People put those in with the cream cheese and a little bit of mint in there. It's not terrible. It's actually great. So, and you can't tell what it is. That's the great thing about pumpkin, is you have no clue what flavor it is.
No, nothing. It does blend to any flavor. It kind of soaks that up really well. It does have a little pumpkin hint sometimes when you cook it, when it's warm. But besides that, it will take on any flavor that you mix it with.
Like a lot of squashes.
Yes.
Really. But pumpkin comes in cans year-round.
Year-round.
Easy. And
you don't have to heat it up. You don't have to mash it. It's user-friendly.
Also, pumpkin pie spice, I just want to mention, is the thing that people put into a pumpkin pie to make it taste like a pumpkin pie.
Yeah, you can put pumpkin spice on anything, and it would taste like a pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin does not taste like pumpkin pie.
Mm-mm.
It is the spices that you put into the pie that make it taste like the pie.
Exactly.
Pumpkin out of a can does not taste like pumpkin pie at all.
No, it's tastes like nuts. A squash.
It's a squash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're imagining pumpkin pie flavor being put into all these other foods that we're talking about. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, that's the end result of combining pumpkin squash with cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, allspice type stuff, and a ton of sugar.
Ton of sugar, yeah.
It's mostly sugar, actually. So what you're tasting is sweet spices. Mm-hmm. The pumpkin itself is merely a vessel for those extras.
Those pies are called sugar pies. You know, sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie. You can use almost anything and make this pie out of it. It's a sugar
carrot
pie.
Carrot cake?
Yeah.
Tastes the same because they use the same spices.
Exactly.
Zucchini bread tastes the same because they use the same spices. All of these things, banana bread even,
yeah,
kind of tastes a lot like it. Okay, so these are the spices and the sugar that make bananas, zucchini, carrots, and pumpkins all taste the same.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, pumpkin tastes like a nice, mild, neutral, heavy squash. You can do a million things with it. It's even good inside ravioli with ricotta cheese. Mix it into some pasta sauces. I mean, it's extremely versatile.
Yeah.
You can play with it a lot. And any of you who have a can of it hiding in your pantry, you should feel ashamed that you did not let that can of squash fulfill its destiny on your table. It feels bad. You look in there, get a little Sharpie, put a little face on it, make it look like a sad little face, an unhappy little jack-o'-lantern. Put it in there because that's how that can of pumpkin feels until you turn it into something tasty. And then when we come back from this quick commercial break, we are going to be reviewing a terrific coastal cafe with a priceless ocean view. And you have to keep that in mind when you get the bill. I'm just kidding. This terrific little cafe is actually very reasonable when we come back to Food Fight Radio after this.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried to supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized and
don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
Trying to run or start a business, but the costs and overhead are keeping you from your dream? Lower your costs and reduce your footprint with a virtual office with FlexOffice. You'll have a real business address for your mail, business cards, and website. All of the amenities are provided for you. You and your clients can meet in a professional office building. You'll have access to a fully equipped conference room and classroom with internet and a 42-inch TV monitor for presentations or training. Conveniently located in Sorrento Mesa with access to the 805 and 15. Get your dreams back on track with a professional virtual office today for only $79 per month. It's the most flexible and cost-effective way to get what you need to grow your business, and you only pay for what you use. Call 858-200-7591 or visit us online at flexofficesuites.net. flexofficesuites.net.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello. How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineinnight.com or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Welcome back, folks, to Food Fight Radio. And if you went to see the movie Life of Pi because you thought it was about pie, you might be a foodie. I am a foodie, a big one, to the point where all my friends are foodies, not because we get along, but because all my other friends have dumped me. Or maybe it's because I made them all eat durian cupcakes at my last party. Maybe. You still have durian in your freezer.
Yeah, for making durian cupcakes. Yes. Durian jam.
Durian jam.
I was cleaning out my fridge. I pulled it out and I was like, oh dear God, why do I still have this? And then I made my daughter have some.
You made your kid eat some durian?
Yeah.
That's just something we do to people we don't like.
Oh, well, she has a sophisticated palate. When she was one, she would eat raw onion slices.
Ew.
She would like it.
Okay, eat rotten raw onion slices? Because that's what durian tastes like.
No, but she didn't like it. She's never going to eat it again.
Well, of course. See, and now, you know what? I think you made a mistake by feeding that to such a young person. And the reason I think that is because now they're going to assume that there are more things out there that are bad, and it will make her less likely to experiment with food later.
We'll see. I don't think so. I told her it was yucky. I'm like, this is really yucky. You want to try it? Because I was making funny faces when I tried it.
And she said yes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So she knew it wasn't going to taste good.
And she was willing to try it anyway?
Oh, yeah.
She inherited your taste buds.
Yes.
She must have,
mm-hmm.
Because you're eating freaky things all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Well, hang on to that durian jam, because I'm planning on having another party, and you know how I like to force people to eat like a durian cupcake on the way in.
Yes.
That's how they get the rite of passage, really,
exactly.
Basically. If you want in to one of my parties,
you have to
eat a small, personal-sized durian cupcake, and if you can keep it down, you get into the party, and if you can't, you got to go back outside, because...
And try again.
Yeah, that's the rule. If it comes up within 5 minutes, you're out. You're out. Yeah, we have a bouncer for that. He's the durian bouncer.
Durian bouncer.
When we start to order at a restaurant, us foodies, everyone else at the table rolls their eyes because we ask a lot of questions. We tend to order off menu. Sometimes we order a dish but ask them to use a sauce from a different dish, or we ask them to mix two sauces together. I do this a lot with pasta. Do us a favor. Stop it with the acting all impatient. You know the next time you're going to order the same thing we just did. And all that eye rolling and finger tapping isn't going to make us order any faster. If you don't like it, next time take that guy who always orders the steak, even at the best seafood restaurant in town. And then he orders it well done. Anyway, on to our weekly review. We dined at Pacifica Breeze Cafe recently, mostly because it was a gorgeous day in San Diego and also because they have a full bar. I was feeling breakfasty, and this turned out to be a terrific place to get a hearty brunch. The dining area is all outside, and the cafe is small, very comfortable, and very San Diego. We ordered cinnamon brioche French toast, which was rich, sweet, and fluffy. And they actually did a thorough soak on the bread, which is rare and is the reason why I almost never order French toast anywhere, because I always wind up sending it back and eliciting more eye-rolling from my companions. This French toast was great. We ordered the Breeze Huevos. For all of you at home, huevos is Spanish for eggs. This is a light and fresh version of huevos rancheros, which people in Southern California are very familiar with. Also, the braised beef short rib hash. Very tasty, meaty, and the poached eggs were perfect. I like a runny poached egg yolk as a condiment. It also happens to be one of my favorite burger toppings. Other happy eaters next to me enjoyed toasted pecan waffles and what looked like a very expensive bowl of granola. Hey, at least it comes with a view and a full bar. On my next visit, I'll have to try the short rib grilled cheese or the crispy chicken sandwich with golden raisin marmalade. Look delicious. The service is friendly, their huge fresh baked cookies are soft, and the cappuccinos are served in giant cups. I get breakfast, and I get to feel petite. Definitely my kind of place. All in all, this breezy outdoor cafe has everything you'd want in coastal Southern California. Friendly staff, tasty food, good prices, and of course, a full bar. I get a dense chocolate tart to go and receive a friendly wave from the staff. The best part is, it's located in a historic Del Mar Plaza, a beautiful open-air mall where you can walk it all off. Check out photos from our recent visit to Pacifica Breeze Cafe on our website, foodfightradio.com. Did I mention they have a full bar? And you know who else has friendly staff? Dine In Tonight, one of our main sponsors. Go to dineintonight.com, that's dineIn, the number 2, night.com, to check out this month's menu. Enter promo code KCBQ to get a whole free week of meals. You heard the commercials, these guys are great, and the quality is guaranteed. Dine In Tonight makes fresh, healthy, gourmet comfort food every day and delivers it hot right to your front door. It couldn't be easier. Call now at 888-64-MEALS, 64-MEALS, or sign up online. Don't get fast food again. Dine In tonight. Now, you were just wearing a mask.
Yes.
You've had your headphones on across you, like doing this weird Cylon thing.
Womp, womp. Yes.
Where Marcus looks like a Cylon. If any of you are familiar with Battlestar Galactica, they had, and this brings me to a food-related topic, so don't think that I'm segueing again to something non-food-related, because we tend to do that on this show, and it's
fun.
You know, it's my show. It's we can do whatever the heck we want. So Marcus looks like a Cylon, and it reminds me of this toaster that I got, which is a Cylon toaster. It, you know, we're not selling these things. I'm not telling you where to buy it, but you can find them there in weird places. They probably have them at Comic-Con from time to time, and definitely on eBay. So check that out. It comes with a branding thing in the toaster that when you put the bread in there, it comes out and it looks like it's got a Cylon on it. So you can use like many loaves of bread to build up your armada and then run out of bread. But it puts a Cylon on there, and it's got this Cylon logo on the front with the little light that goes back and forth, just like this Cyclops thing that Marcus is wearing right now. Then we're going to have a picture of Marcus as a Cylon in studio on the website or on our Facebook page, Food Fight Radio. And I don't know, check it out. It's kind of silly looking, but it reminds me of my toaster. I'm very, very fond of this toaster. My toaster and I have a very good relationship.
I'm really glad I remind you of your toaster. That's like the highest compliment you could give someone.
Really? You remind me of my toaster. You're as fun to talk to as my toaster. Anyway, moving on. That was fun.
And now for your moment of clarification.
Why would you ever ruin a perfectly good superficial relationship by going into someone's home? It's like a client or a work associate. They're pretty much normal. They're professional. You've even had lunch with them and they seem fine. You look forward to the possibilities, the after-work drinks, the golf games, the barbecues, and of course, the referrals. Then, by a freak series of events, you agree to meet them at their house for some reason. This is a mistake. Because whatever persona they've been projecting during the course of your puddle-deep relationship outside of their home, when you get an intimate peek into that person's private living space, that persona will now seem like a scary clown mask. Because the outside of the house looks normal, but when you walk in, you see things like stacks of newspapers from the 80s. You'll see a glass menagerie of tiny turtle figurines, just turtles. You see an overflowing hall closet that smells like mothballs, and you wonder if there's a pet cemetery inside. You meet their freak-faced ugly kids and the strange next-door neighbor eating what you hope is some kind of lunch meat. The wallpaper is peeling, and the kitchen's a mess. "Would you like a snack?" they ask, No thanks, you say as you keep track of the exits. You have a seat and wait for them to collect their work materials so you can get out of there before something attaches itself and you meet several of their cats. Scratchy, Sniffy, and Bitey. Very concerned now and fearing flea bites, you get off the couch and brush cat hair off your clothes. A loud cockatoo screams from another room. Of course, you mumble, still looking around. You see framed pictures of activists on the walls and some art they clearly got at IKEA. Come on back to my office, you hear. I'm good, you say, knowing that what you see in there will haunt you forever. There's a decrepit greenhouse in the backyard. Envisioning the decaying former colleagues nourishing those veggies from beneath the soil, you start for the doorway. Your associate emerges with a briefcase. Ready to go? You ask, hopeful. Yeah, sorry about the mess. The maid's on vacation. An obvious lie, 'cause the maid's clearly been stuffed into that hall closet. That's when you start to notice that the home has a funny smell. This was a person you had liked, that you thought you related to, that you thought you could hang with. Suddenly, their friendly smile starts to look a bit demented. You start planning fibs to avoid this in the future. Another potential friend down. Well, at least you've still got that guy Luke from accounting. Better make those plans soon. You can see the exit now and are feeling a little bit better. Your soon-to-be ex-friend smiles on the way out. Want to come to our card game next weekend? Luke always brings the snacks. You step outside and think. Fudge. Tune in next week for the wonderful world of salt, where you can get the best ice cream shakes and why rabbit is the new chicken. Tired of leftovers? We'll tell you what to do with them. That and how to tell if a food celebrity is a jerk by their facial hair. Hey, Guy Fieri and Fork Report's Neil Saavedra have something in common. All next week on Food Fight Radio on KCBQ, this is Claire Katz reminding you that war never determines who's right. War only determines who's left.
Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.